for being with us right now. Fareed, I don't know what's more notable, that the U.S. doesn't have a strategy or a complete strategy to train Iraqi forces to battle ISIS in Iraq, or that the president used those words again, no complete strategy, because this is something he was roundly criticized for way back in September. We are all these months later, and there's still no strategy?
I think that the problem is this. We think of this as a technocratic problem. Why can't we train these troops faster? Why can't we get them more arms? Why can't we, you know, ramp up their readiness? The problem is political. The Iraqi army represents a government that is seen as a Shiite government by the Sunnis. Remember, the Sunnis are the guys that ISIS draws its recruits from. So if you don't change the composition of the army, if you don't change if you don't make concessions to the Sunnis and bring them into the government, then you're building up what is going to be seen by the Sunnis as a Shiite army. So the fact that you're training them and equipping them, all great, but when they go in there, the Sunnis are going to say, we prefer ISIS to this.
Yeah, but
and that's what's been happening for the last year or two.
But you all, I mean, but right away, I'm sure President Obama even knew himself that when he was trying to say, he did not say it correctly. By saying we do not have a complete strategy, right, he is really opening himself up to criticism, especially when you see in light of the continued gains by ISIS, and the president continue to say that we have temporary setbacks, but we will be ultimately successful. How, if you at this point, this far in, don't have a complete strategy?